Well, now in our fifth quarter show, going to head over to Hardin Central and talk with girls basketball coach Kenny Lehman. Kenny, busy week. First of all, let's go back to last Saturday night. You play your arch rival Norbert in the championship game of that CLAA tournament. Play pretty well, but they come out on top, don't they?
Right. Norbert's just a tough. They're a tough team. They're playing well right now. I think they've got one loss on the season. We went in at the halftime down 21-14. Pretty well. Kind of hung with them in the third, and they pulled away in the fourth. And, you know, they had a good game. Candy Crow had an outstanding game that night. Kayla and Olivia Dooley, both, they're solid every night. If their offense isn't there, their defense is always there. And they kind of make that team tick. They're smart girls, and they just do a good job. You know, Bella and Carly, we were led by Carly Thacker in that game. She had 16. Bella, our point guard, she had 6, but, you know, she pretty well runs the offense for us and makes a lot of things happen. We had some other girls score. Seems like when we play Norman, we can hold them down, but we can't put enough points up to get by them.
Well, this week you have a couple of tough games. You play Santa Fe. You also play Kingsville. You come up on the short end of both of those games. But speaking of Bella Anderson, I guess she had to sit out, was fighting some illness.
Right. She was sick. She missed both games this week, and she's supposed to be back tomorrow. Against Kingsville, they came out, and they had a stout girl that came out and hit 8 threes on us. And
wow.
They were guarded threes. It was – that girl just – she was on fire that night. She had 30 points a night. Carly Thacker finished the night with 33 points. Carly had a good game, really good game for us. And, you know, without Bella, that was big. We had a couple other girls, Alexis Yockel and Mackenzie Smith, both had eight points in the game and several rebounds. So, you know, when you have to replace your point guard, it's kind of like, you know, everybody's got to just get used to each other all over again and just kind of put you in a different deal. We moved Brogan to men into the starting role, and Brogan usually comes in. She kind of is our sixth player and goes in for whoever we need. So, you know, that kind of moves everybody up on the rotation, and it kind of changes the dynamic for the long. It takes a little while for everybody to get in sync. And, you know, we didn't play as well as we could have or should have against Kingsville. We lost to them by 3. Then last night we played Santa Fe and played a lot better against Santa Fe. We got within 5 in the fourth quarter and fouled a few times at the end trying to get the ball, and they ended up getting us by 9. So I was very pleased with the way we played last night. We were led again by Carly Thacker with 10, and then Alexis Yockel with 8, and Daily Shaner with 7. So, you know, the girls they came together. You know, again, Brogan started last night and did a lot, you know, we did a lot better job, and she came up with 4 points for us and several assists, and that's kind of what we were needing out of her. Santa Fe was led by Limbeck girl with 16, and then the Smith girl with 10. It was 40-31, so it's fairly low scoring game. It's kind of like against Norbert. We kind of held them down where we needed to defensively. We just didn't put enough points up offensively.
Well, now it's down to district time. You go to that real tough Class 1 district over at Norbert. You're the number 4 seed. Boy, some good teams in there. Norbert number 1, Santa Fe number 2, Bramer number 3, and you're 4. So, boy, no telling what might happen over there.
And you can go the 5-7, and any one of those could any one of those could win, you know, upset the higher seed in this game. You got Southwest, TA, and Tina. So I mean, I guess I said Tina did, but they, you know, they're Oreck, I guess. So I mean, any one of them, we've got Oreck the first round, and we played them a couple weeks ago, and it was a 4-point game. So, you know, they're a very solid team. They definitely give us all we want, and TA and Southwest are perfectly capable of giving Santa Fe or Bramer either one a game.